March 25, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Good Intentions. Opening prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for the transforming, life-changing power of the gospel that is at work in me each day. Read Mark chapter 14, verses 27 through 31. Jesus predicts Peter's denial. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "Truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. Reflect. Our God has always done what he said he would. As my friend opened the door to me, a puppy streaked past her, and the next several minutes were stressful to say the least, as we tried to grab her before she was run over or fell into the pond. With the puppy finally safe and contained, my friend told me she'd been up since 4 a.m. with the little darling. "My kids talked me into this. They promised they'd do all the work," she said, with hollow laughter. In the moment, I'm sure they were entirely sincere. As was I when I decided last year I would not go on social media in the morning, so I could have longer to pray. As was Peter when he vowed he would never disown Jesus. We are all capable of rock-solid intentions, and we are all capable of failing to follow them through. Psalm chapter 103, verse 14 says, "He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust." Jesus knew Peter wouldn't withstand the pressure to deny all knowledge of him. He knows that none of us could ever attain holiness in our own strength. His great compassion for our weakness took him to the cross. Apply. Is there a promise you've made that you still need to fulfill? Closing prayer. Lord God, I'm sorry that my good intentions are so often empty aspirations. Thank you for your endless mercy and patience. Thank you that you always have and always will keep your promises.